welcome to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And Free Talk Live, in case you're just tuning in for the first time, is a show about, well, news, current events, anything that's on your mind, really. And we encourage you to call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, with whatever's on your mind, because we like to hear from you.
That's right. Free Talk Live is live 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and you can fix that for your time zone, whatever your time zone in is.
And all of the archives are podcasted out for free, just for you.
That's right, at freetalklive.com.
What service, yes.
Indeed.
So, Mark, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, God.
You're not a mother, but we have to mention it.
I married one, and I have one.
Right. I think, well, we all have one, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So, I mean,
some are lucky in better situations with theirs than others.
Well, yes, that's true. There certainly are some people who, you know, don't have very good relationships with their mothers, and some people who do, and
some that are dead. I wonder what it's like for, I mean, I just, you know, is it tough for people who've lost their mothers, even the past, and Mother's Day is a tough day? Because my grandmother, I know her birthday is important to my mother and me. As a result, we always call each other on my grandmother's birthday. And, you know, I can't say it's the happiest feeling, but to some extent it's, you know, at the same time, you know, it's not like we're morose the whole day either.
Yeah, I think a lot of holidays do have that connection with some people. I mean, I know there are the highest rates of depression and suicidality happen actually around Christmas time because everybody, the theory goes, I guess, that everybody's with their families, and some people maybe don't have families that are around, or they don't have a good relationship with them.
Expectations.
Or they're remembering sort of like past trauma that occurred around Christmas and they associate them together.
Yeah, so people put these expectations on what that holiday or those that, you know, sort of the holiday season supposed to be like.
Yeah.
And since families are never perfect, then therefore, you know, since their expectations are met, they're in, you know, they have some level of upset as a result.
Yeah, and there are also the idea that you're supposed to have, like, the perfect Christmas, and sometimes people can't afford gifts, or they don't want to give gifts. They don't want to experience the stress of planning.
Christmas really isn't about gifts, as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
yeah, in mainstream culture, it seems like it's about gifts, but I guess that's not the real meaning of it,
right? It's nice to have a few things for the kids to open, you know, that they can have those things.
Yeah, I bet they enjoy that.
You don't need much. I mean, the dollar stores have gifts in them, and you never know what the kids, you know, the kids are likely to play with the packaging as opposed to the toys.
Well, and kids need a lot of things that you can't buy them, you know.
Sure.
And buying them stuff doesn't make up for, I know it probably sounds cliche or whatever, but buying them stuff doesn't make up for not being there or love that they've lost or whatever, you know. So it's important to pay attention to, I think, your relationships every day, not just on the days when you're supposed to, like Mother's Day or Valentine's Day. What about Valentine's Day? That's such a scam.
Well, I
don't like it at all.
Okay, well,
it's a lot of pressure. I mean,
there's a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure, especially on men to buy things.
It's not a bad day. It's not a bad idea to, you know, give flowers or do nice things for your significant other, right? And if you haven't really,
or any day, I mean,
right? Yeah. And if you haven't been very good about that throughout the year, then one ought to be good about it on Valentine's Day. But if one isn't particularly good at having, you know, if you do that on a pretty regular basis, do nice things for your significant other, then Valentine's Day shouldn't mean that much.
Sure.
You know, I mean, because flowers go up three times, four times as much on Valentine's Day.
Well, exactly. There are lots of people, not to sound conspiratorial, but there are lots of people who make a lot of money off of Valentine's Day. And one could argue that's
Valentine's
the whole
Day
reason it was created.
A conspiracy.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. It is a conspiracy to sell more chocolate, flowers, and jewelry and all
and
these
none of it is love either. You know, like, to me, a relationship and love is about you express your appreciation for your partner and your love all the time because that's what you're feeling, and then you share what's on your mind with them, right? I mean, it's not like, oh, it's February 10th, I better go find a gift for the old ball and chain, you know?
You know, the idea that you can jewelry has always interested me because this is a very personal item. If people wear jewelry, and many people don't, my wife is not big on jewelry, but
I
don't see many bangles on you either.
No,
I haven't really checked you out for the jewelry you wear in the past, but now I notice. And you know, it's a personal item. If somebody wears it, it's very personal, and there's so many different styles of it. So how would one you know, even go buy jewelry for somebody else. I'm not going to, I didn't buy, I've asked two women to marry me, and I didn't buy a ring, I didn't pick out their ring myself for either of them, because I wouldn't, you know, pick out your own ring.
If you're going to wear something every day for the rest of your life, as the tradition goes, right, then you might as well pick it out yourself.
Some women certainly want their ring picked out for them, and I think it's interesting trying to figure out what somebody wants and, you know, those kind of things. I don't know. Very interesting.
Yeah, it interests me because I think that the whole gift giving and even the ring thing, like, symbolizes a lot of the dynamics, the gender dynamics that I have a big problem with, like, the cliche of the sex contract. Like, women are exchanging their looks and sex for money and security and commitment from men, and the ring, I think, can symbolize. I mean, it can be nice. It can be love behind it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this about everybody.
I don't feel that way at all. I mean, you know, you're working together as a partnership in order to get things done. I mean, you know, life is easier. Two can live cheaper than one. And, you know, there are lots of reasons why couples work. And
yeah, I'm not saying anything about couplehood. Just this, the sort of symbolism, I guess. Like, a man gives a woman a really expensive gift, and then she's supposed to be to love him for the rest of their lives. Right?
I don't think
or even like the dinner
thing.
Hopefully,
she loves
him already. Yeah, I hope so too. Exactly, but I mean, it's like, I don't know. I just see a lot of those dynamics at
certainly
play.
Women have been used as, and frankly, people have, in Western culture more so, women have been used in order to seal deals between families and things like that.
Oh, but yeah, it still goes on. There are 10-year-old girls being married off at different parts of the world because it's part of their
old
religion.
Sometimes.
That's deplorable.
But it's children getting wed for family purposes at that time. And
sometimes they're married to much older men, actually.
Not usually India. That's more of an Arab thing.
Well, yeah, Afghanistan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, when you look at these things, these cultures have come up to, you know, whatever they've come to. And, you know, it works for them in whatever way it works for them. I don't know. I mean, I think that people should have choices.
I can't tolerate some. I mean, to me, that seems like it's objectively crazy
but
bad.
It's crazy that two kids would live together, but it's crazy that they would live with their family, too. I mean, isn't it?
Oh, I was referring to the old men marrying the young, like the young women being against their consent married off to older men. There's no way I could support that.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
And even young kids, like, don't they say, well, you know, if kids live together for their whole life and they grow up together, they'll grow up and automatically be best friends. I don't think that's true, and there is a psychological principle, I think it's called the Westerberg effect or something of that nature, that if you are with somebody often when you are a young kid, it inhibits any, you know, sexual attraction to them. This is like the basis of incest being taboo,
sure.
You know? And so if there are two kids who live together from a very young age, are they going to grow up and be attracted to each other at all? You know, maybe that principle is at play. Maybe it's a universal thing regardless of culture. So I can support any kind of arranged marriage. I would like everybody to have the choice about who their partner is.
I think that the evidence is out.
What's
that?
Or partners.
Yeah, I think the evidence is out. I wouldn't want that for myself. I wouldn't want somebody picking my spouse or whatever. But I wouldn't propose to tell other cultures how they're going to do it. I'm really all about the competition in the marketplace of what's so. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if maybe that's the right way to do it, and we'd never know because you would tell people that it's the wrong thing to do. I don't know. I mean, there's lots of
I don't think so. I mean, from everything we know about science and philosophy and just the ideas
of
freedom.
It's interpretations. I mean, the Westerberg effect you were talking about here, what's it like if those, you know, if that
couple's
having
sex? Okay, well, what about philosophy? I mean, the ideas of liberty are important to you, right? Like, so if somebody is essentially sold off as a slave or...
I don't know which we're talking about.
We're talking about the 10-year-old girl marrying a 60-year-old man.
Because I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Indians being put together.
Two children getting put together by their parents having no choice about being married. It's important to make
They do have a choice. When they're old enough, they can walk away from it if they want to. And so they have a choice
every
day.
I haven't heard that. Okay, well...
I mean, kids don't get a lot of choices. It's a sad fact that kids don't have choices.
But eventually they do become adults. So why have them married before they're... Anyway, we'll continue this. I want to talk more about that. And Mother's Day being about peace, because we didn't get to that. And we do have a call. So Free Talk Live, 855-453. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy to use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And
you're a host, too.
Yeah, you're a host.
We're co-hosts.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be your co-host, Mark. And Free Talk Live is a place where you... Well, freetalklive.com is a place where you can go to get kinds of cool features, but especially when I encourage you to check out listen.freetalklive.com. It has all the ways you can listen to the show, including the live streams, all our radio affiliates, webcam, satellite, and the listen lines, which are kind of a little nifty thing. I don't know how many people take advantage of them, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you. We could probably look it up, but I would say dozens to hundreds probably.
You can actually call a phone number. Like if you have no other way to listen to Free Talk Live, you can call a phone number and listen to it through your phone. So good stuff there. Mark, we've got a call. Let's go right to the phones. Mike in New Mexico is on the line, and he wants to talk about mothers, past and present. Mike, are you with us?
I sure am. Hey, I've got three things I'd like to touch on tonight. I don't know how much time I get, but the first is just the difference about mothers from today from when I was a kid. And I'm 40 years old now, but I can remember my mother making sure that she got up with us and made sure we had breakfast every morning before school, and uh-huh. She would see us off, and we would sit down and eat dinner around the table with the whole family there, my three sisters, my dad, my mom, and we'd eat dinner every night at 5 o'clock. And I was going to tell you something funny. That was my sister Jackie and I would ride our bicycles to the grocery store with a note, a handwritten note from my mother, asking if for the cigarette she wanted, and we could go up to the grocery store and buy cigarettes.
This happened to me too. Wow. My dad would send me across the street. We lived out in a rural area, right across from a little convenience store / gas station thing, and he wanted his Vantage cigarettes that had this little bullseye on them, and at first he'd send me over with a note, or he'd be out in the field and he'd wave or whatever, and they'd sell them to me, and after a while I didn't need a note at all.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't even need a note at all. Yeah, and my mother smoked Parliaments, and we'd go up and get two packs of Parliaments, and we didn't need a note after a while either. But
I'd like to make a comment on families eating together. Now, I don't have the statistics here in front of me, but basically your kids' lives are going to be significantly better if they eat one meal a day.
I've heard that. Yeah,
and I don't know what's supposed to happen at that meal, frankly, because we spend most of it going, Jack, take another bite. As I understand it, there's some kind of bonding or something that I guess is what they're trying to say goes on. But there's huge benefits to eating together.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Mike, go ahead with what else is on your mind.
You're right, Mark. It is a bonding, and it's something that I actually miss now. Those dinners around the table are something that I relish as I think about my childhood. But the second thing was the Kelly Thomas murder from those
Fullerton, California.
Yeah, you know that those officers are out on $25,000 bail, but the guy that was selling raw milk is out on $1 million bail, facing 40 years, and those cops are facing 48 months apiece.
That's madness. Yeah, I think I've heard that statistic before. And, those raw milk criminals, we got to keep them locked up where they belong, right?
Well, the raw milk guy, I mean, he committed the worst offense that you can make. He disrespected...
Contempt of the state?
Contempt of the state. Because it's legal to sell, as I understand, with the proper licensing, you can sell raw milk in California. So he chose not to get the proper licensing. And now, as far as I'm concerned, that probably doesn't change the quality of his milk one iota.
No,
but
and
the state does not like it when you do it on purpose.
Yeah, I don't even think anyone got sick from it, allegedly, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, the full 9 minutes of that beating are on YouTube now, and I couldn't get through it. I actually started crying and turned it off. I was so sickened. My stomach's been in a knot just this afternoon when I saw it, and I don't know where that's ever going to end, if at all. I can't figure it out. I can't put my mind around it about what's happening with the situation with police. I don't know how it's going to ever stop.
Yeah, I know. I feel torn too, Mike, because I'm glad that's online, like to keep them accountable. But it doesn't seem like there has been this movement to try to get some kind of accountability from this police who did this. On the other hand, I don't want to watch it. I'm already, I already think that it was egregious.
There's this real conundrum with the creation of a state. Madison, when he wrote the Constitution, it basically said that, look, you've got this problem. You need to make a government you need to make an organization that's big enough and strong enough in order to cow the governed, but at the same time, it needs to be obliged in order to control itself. And like that's really kind of a funny thing.
Yeah,
to
how
create.
Has that worked out so far?
And right.
Controlling itself.
And governments, like any organization, but especially organizations about power, are going to tend to grow. You're going to have mission creep. They're going to get bigger. They're going to get more powerful. And, police at this point, there are so many of them because of the war on drugs. and they've become so powerful, they're essentially the king's men. You know, I kind of remember the Braveheart incident early on that started off William Wallace and his thing. And, you know, it's not much different than that. It doesn't have to do with rape, but essentially law enforcement officers get a different kind of justice than the rest of us, you know, peons, the governed, the subjects.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it justice. Hey, Mike, I have a question. Do you know who the videographer was?
You know what? It was from a remote-controlled security camera. I could tell because they were moving around, like, with a joystick. Now, the title on YouTube, this is it exactly. Psychotic Cops Beat to Death Homeless Man Kelly Thomas. That'll give you the full 9 minutes. And it says somebody actually posted that from RT. But it's got full quality audio, too. And you can hear the disgusting things that fat, disgusting cop was saying to him.
I think I'll take a pass on that. I'm not going to watch it, and I'm sorry
I had the opportunity to watch parts of it, like you said, and I couldn't make it through. I really couldn't make it through it.
How could you? I mean, without completely dissociating yourself from your humanity, I mean, how could you see that and not feel anything? Or how could you be a person who's doing that and not feel anything?
I agree with you. And have you noticed how the police seem to have something in their physical characteristic that's in common with their shaved heads, and they walk around with their all puffed up, and they look like they're ready for battle in Fallujah. And it's changed. My dad's a retired. My dad's 67. He's a retired police officer, and from the Phoenix Police Department. And I can remember being a child, and my dad wore slacks, black lace up shoes, and a tie and a hat.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of them do come from the military, Mike. Yes. I mean, a lot of people return from the military and then become cops.
A lot of paramilitary sensibility involved in the police now. And I was driving down the street here in Keene. Actually, I mostly ride because my wife drives. She doesn't like the way I drive. But I was, you know, looking out the window. There's a security guard out there for the bank with his pants tucked into his boots. And this makes me crazy. Pants tucked into boots. Look, that's for the airborne, or, you know, these organizations of highly paid, highly trained killers. I don't like that among my police officers or my security guards. I mean, really? You're a security guard at a bank? You're here to serve, and you've got your pants tucked into your boots? I mean, it makes me nuts.
Yeah, and I wonder, I mean, go ahead, Mike.
I'm sorry. If you really think about it, what they're doing by militarizing the police, if you're in the military, then you must. Your purpose is to fight an enemy. What they're doing is making a clear distinction between us, the people in power with the guns, against
us and them.
You, the enemy.
Mike,
us and them.
Thanks so much for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts and feel better. That's a tough thing to watch that video. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie here with you.
And Mark.
And we encourage you to call us and share your thoughts because we love to hear from our listeners. This is a live show. You're listening to the Sunday night edition. We are live actually every single night from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. But if you're listening tonight live, you're welcome to call in at 855-450-FREE. Otherwise, we're going to talk about the things that are interesting to us. But yeah, Mark has a message he wants to share.
That's right. We have a new advertiser, and it's plainboards.com. If you've got a website or a blog, and you know, one way to augment your website is to add a forum. You can do it in, as I understand, just seconds, at least a couple of minutes to add a plain board forum to your website. It won't compromise the privacy of your users at plainboards.com. They're adamant about personal privacy. It's encrypted and secure. They offer free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. There's no installation necessary and certainly no identification or logging in required. You can start your board in seconds and protect your users' privacy with plainboards.com. Some of the really cool features they have are you can vote on posts. There's a watch list, useful personal history. It's plainboards.com. It's really great.
Well, thanks, Mark, and I want to let you know also that Free Talk Live offers all our archives for free. I think Ian said there you're in the process of upgrading, integrating SoundCloud, which is the
pretty
new
much
host for
done.
The archives. Okay, so maybe that's up on the website right now at archives.freetalklive.com. But that, at the very least, there are archives going back 6 years almost.
Yep.
For 2006. For your listening pleasure.
Free.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. So anyway, Mark, I wanted to we've been, you know, talking about a couple different, we started a couple different topics, but there was something I really wanted to bring up on the show tonight. And this is, well, I just want to see what you think. There's a Florida teacher who has been putting dog collars on the students. And
like, calls, choke collars or those kind that you just snap in and they can't really, they don't really shrink down?
We're talking like when a dog has surgery or doesn't, they don't want the dog to scratch its head or ears.
The cones?
And they put a cone on it.
I see.
Yeah. There's a teacher who's done that with this, with the students.
You know, having grown up in a house where my mom was a, she showed Dobermans, and okay. It's just an entirely different experience. Those dogs would get their ears cropped on a regular basis. We, you know, there was always these things going on with dogs. And, mm-hmm. you know, I can imagine some animal rights activists would have considered some of this stuff to just be horrendous, you know, tail docking and ear cropping and things like that. But, you know, these things were commonplace for me. But I think putting a cone on some other child's head probably might cross some line somewhere.
Yeah, I would think so. I wouldn't want to have a cone put on my head, you know, if I was in school or any time, you know. So here's the article from New York Daily News. I don't know why it's from New York, but anyway. A cone-headed idea, haha, I don't think it's very funny, could cost a Florida teacher her job. Some county school officials caught Zephyrillo's High teacher Lori something using a cone-shaped dog collar dubbed the Cone of Shame to punish misbehaving students after some teens posted photos on Facebook last month. So people actually saw this, posted it on the internet, and now the teacher might be facing some actual accountability. I kind of might be surprised if she loses her job because it's really difficult to fire a teacher, especially if they have tenure, you know, if they're part of a teacher's union. But maybe the internet helped in this case. Maybe that's how the students can, you know, sort of get some accountability.
I mean, this is clearly a, you know, a dunce cap situation. And some people, they pine for the good old days when, you know, things like dunce caps occurred. And, some people would pine for that and some people wouldn't. You know, I wonder.
I think anyone who's pining.
One of the problems I have with public school is that it doesn't allow for competition in the marketplace of education.
And yes, that is absolutely true. And you're forced to pay for it.
This is a bad teaching technique. However, how am I going to get competition in the area of education if I don't support competition in the area of education? Like, it's a tough situation for me. I think the teachers need to have more control over their classrooms in the sense that they, you know, the better ones can.
Really? How about the customers get served? I mean, how about the kids get a little more respect and autonomy? What if you're concerned about the teachers?
I mean, well, I am concerned about teachers having more control in classrooms over their, you know, being because a person's going to teach the way that speaks to them best.
Yeah, I guess this one is spoken to by dogs. I mean,
I don't think this. I mean, you know, this seems like a terrible thing. And if I was a parent, I'd be like, well, you see, the thing is I don't have the expectation that people should get education for free.
So you would perhaps boycott a school like this? Like, if you knew that there was a school that was going to put dog collars on your son, Jack, if you sent him there, you would choose not to send him there?
Absolutely not. I mean, why in the world would I do that? It seems nuts.
Okay, just to clarify that, because you said, you know, you support having free competition in education.
I do.
Yep. I do think it's true, especially if, you know, especially if people experienced a little bit more respect in their own childhoods and peaceful parenting techniques kind of gained more traction, which they are over time. You know, that hitting children is
the direction things are going.
Getting less, yeah. Things are getting more peaceful as time goes on. So I would hope that these techniques would just die out. I mean, the shaming, the punishment. But, you know, I'm kind of just, on the other hand, the whole thing of school, the whole environment of schools is really within this sort of like punishment and rewards paradigm. You know, if you're good, you get an A.
You, by the way, are a pre-med student, or I can't even figure out.
Not pre-med.
I can't figure out what you do.
Pre-med is college students.
Okay.
So I'm in medical school right now.
Okay. Yeah. And it's like, you know, a major Ivy League university. So, I mean, you've done the education thing. I got out
in
community college.
Yeah.
I said, you know, this isn't a business model for me where I pay them to tell me what to do. They can pay me and tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Or I can pay them and I can tell them what to do, but I'm not going to pay them and they tell me what to do. It just didn't work for me, so I left.
Yeah, well, I'm realizing that more and more over time. You know, there's no other situation where, you know, students are begging to be accepted and to get to pay tuition to be told told what to do and all these gauntlets put in front of them. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the whole system of education and these ideas, you know, come from, what, the Prussian model of education, right, yeah. Which isn't really meant to educate people, I guess.
The problem is you take 25 kids, you put them in one place, and the expectation is they're all going to learn the same stuff at the same time. I mean, any parent will tell you that kids develop at different paces.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like, I'm amazed at my child in the ways that he learns on some things and, you know, how he could read much earlier than I could read. He's a master at puzzles. But at the same time, other people's kids are better at other things. And it's actually better is not even a term I want to use. They're more developed.
Everybody has different talents and different strengths and weaknesses,
and
right?
The expectation that you're going to make this sort of homogeny that goes along just doesn't work,
right.
And it leaves kids behind all the time. And
yeah.
The best for me example is math class. Everybody's been in a situation where I think, at least I certainly have, where you get into a situation in math where you stop paying attention for a couple of days or something like that, and then the class left you behind.
Yeah.
And once it left you behind, you're like, how do I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm out swimming out in the ocean. I have no idea what's going on. And you may or may not be able to get C's and D's in order to get by kind of winging it, but you don't understand the concepts as they were introduced to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have no choice about whether to be there either. If you don't show up, in some cases now they're jailing parents or at least fining them, you know, for their kids not showing up at school for truancy or whatever. And it literally becomes more and more every year.
Kids
like
don't
day
get a
prison.
Lot of choices though, because a lot of times the parents don't understand.
Kids don't get a lot of choices in general, but mm-hmm. at school it seems even more limited. I mean, where as an adult do you have to raise your hand and ask if you want to go to the bathroom? Where can you not choose where you're going to sit in a room full of chairs?
I love the bells ringing and you're supposed to be doing things when the bells are ringing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's very sort of Fatry-esque, mm-hmm. Pavlovian situation.
Yeah, where do you have to ask to speak?
But, and I can see why. It all comes down to the shoving 25 kids into a classroom. If they didn't ask to speak, it'd be absolute chaos.
I don't know about that, because what about the Montessori schools? What if they're teaching each other and they're interacting with one another? They have to speak there.
They do, absolutely. But that's a different setup. I mean, you've seen these government schools when they have gone out of control at times.
They sure have. It's Free Talk Live. Tell us what you think. I want to hear your school experiences. Did you get the cone of shame? 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts on anything that's on your mind tonight. We've been talking about this teacher who put a dog collar on her students. But if you'd like to talk about that or anything else, we're open to discussing it. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Want to remind you also about cam.freetalklive.com, where you can see us doing the show live. And you can chat with other listeners, too.
And that's exciting.
Apparently it is, because there's a good number of people that go in the chat room every night when Free Talk Live
the
is on.
Denizens of the cam.
Yeah, exactly. We can give them a little
it's
wave
a little
right
club.
Now. Yep, exactly. So anyway, Mark, let's get right back into this article about the teacher who's been putting this cone of shame on her students. So basically the students called her out. They put pictures of it up on Facebook, and somebody saw them who had an impact. And let's see, ninth graders at the West Florida school said the 47-year-old science teacher and
so
former
is Zephyr
veterinarian.
Hills?
Zephyr Hills, yes.
Okay, because you said some word that didn't.
Zephyrillus. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so being from Florida and thinking about Zephyr Hills, the first thing that comes to mind is yee-haw.
Ah, I see. So you're not surprised that the cone of shame was there?
I just, you know, got the opinion I've got about certain places in Florida.
Well, do you think there is some sort of a tie-in between, you know, I have to do some more research on this because I've heard in some places that physical punishment and sort of some of these more abusive tactics of shaming, like serious shaming like this, are more common among lower socioeconomic status. But then I've also heard that they occur across every socioeconomic group.
You saw what happened with Mitt Romney, in the boys' prep school, holding down that kid and cutting his hair.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to speak to it. I can't say, I can't say what is more likely and not, and with socioeconomic strata or anything like that.
Yeah.
All I can say is I've been through this public school system, and it just doesn't make much sense to me. Even, private schools don't make much sense to me. I understand parents have
they're
to work.
The same
I've
model. Yeah, they're essentially the same model.
What my wife and I discussed, even before we had agreed to have kids, we agreed that if we did have a kid or kids, that we would not, that one parent would be staying home.
Uh-huh.
And I made it abundantly clear, it's not going to be me.
Okay.
I just, you know, I can't, I'm not going to live that way.
You didn't want to do that. Yeah.
Wouldn't want to do that. So, you know, and she was down with it because it just, believe it or not, I listened to Dr. Laura on this subject, and I truly, you know, I don't agree with that lady on a lot of stuff, but I do agree with her when it comes to when you're, you know, take on parenting a child. It's an important role that you take, and you need to take it seriously, and I just don't feel like schools, the way that they're designed, the popular sort of version of schools out there, is the best way to teach kids.
Yeah, well, how could you possibly, you know, attend to the individual needs of each child if there are so many children at the same time and you don't really have the incentives to serve your customers because you're going to have a job no matter what anyway. I mean, heck, you can put a dog collar on them and not get fired, apparently. And then yeah. Students are posting pictures of it on Facebook. So
it isn't going to be good for this this lady's employment situation, what's going on here at the
school. I don't
know.
I wonder what will happen. So let me read you a little bit more.
I'm not going to be fired, but it isn't good.
She was a former veterinarian, so I guess that's how she had access to the dog collar, fastened the, quote, cone of shame on students who arrived late or acted up in class. I was in second period. I was drinking soda, and she said, "Do I have to put the cone on you?" One unidentified girl said in a statement to the school board.
See, we didn't even have sodas at school.
I think I remember being able to drink. I mean, what's the problem with drinking a soda unless somebody spills it, but then they can clean it up, right?
Well, spillage might be a problem. I don't know. We just couldn't do it.
Yeah, Ritalin's okay. Soda, no. So I didn't say anything, and she put it on me, said this one unidentified girl. The teacher brought this cone to school after showing
the
students...
The way to handle this situation is frankly, to choose to have the cone put on you constantly. Because then, you know, once you take the power away from the cone, then what's she going to do?
I don't want to wear a cone. Sorry.
I got you. But
the kid is in an impossible situation, though. I mean, really? It could get put on you for any reason? She said that she brought the cone to school after showing a movie. I don't know what she was doing in class showing a movie, but yeah, finest learning taking place at these institutions.
Well, sometimes, you know, there's things to learn from movies.
She was showing the students the Pixar movie Up during a slow day before spring break.
Not
so kind of slacking off.
That happens. That, you know, and those days.
Oh, I had
great.
A science teacher who used to show movies all the time, and, you know, we weren't learning science in those movies.
Beautiful
they were
line.
Like Adam Sandler movies. Yeah, anyway, the 2009 flick featured a dopey dog who was forced to wear a cone of shame. In reality, it's a plastic collar that prevents animals from licking their wounds after surgery as punishment. That's enough. I think I've heard enough to make up my mind. It's just...
You know, it's really fun to see cats in these, or cats in any of these situations.
I feel bad for them, but, I mean, the reason that these cones exist is because, you know, you can't really reason with an animal. You can't communicate with an animal. And so if you don't want them to scratch themselves, you can't convince them why you don't want them to scratch because, you know, you're just looking out for their interest by putting this cone on them. But with students, I mean, to put something that goes on an animal on a person, you know, and to actually call, I mean, the name is very revealing, right? Because it's meant to shame.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a dunce cap.
That's exactly what it is.
And there's a reason that people stopped using dunce caps, you know, and I think all of these tactics of shaming really need to be seriously reevaluated and done away with.
Well, the group, I get where you're coming from.
Do you think that's an effective way to motivate people to
do
better?
I think that shame is an effective way to motivate people, but I don't know that it can come from the top down. I think it needs to come from the group. I mean, shame is a powerful group dynamic that will, you know, get people to do the things that they, you know, the group wants them to do.
Do you think there are other ways besides shaming somebody to motivate them?
I think that
to
it's,
help them
it should
be, motivated
be some level
themselves?
Of last resort. But mm-hmm. I do think that when it comes down to bad behavior, that
like
shame
compassion.
Is going to be an inevitable result.
Well, maybe. And that's a paradigm that I think people learn from things like this, right? If your teacher shames you when you're so-called bad, and if apparently bad was defined in her classroom as drinking a soda, you know, I mean, really? Is that does the punishment equal the crime there?
I don't know.
I never went
to a school where you could drink a soda. So, I mean, that in and of itself would be a problem. I can't imagine pulling out my lunchbox out of my backpack and then opening a soda in class and drinking it. No,
well,
I couldn't even imagine doing
it. I went to a government school, and I remember there was an incident somewhere in middle school where, you know, it was really hot at the end of the year. We're taking our final exams or whatever. Mm-hmm. The teacher's sitting there, you know, drinking a diet soda on her desk. And she has told the kids that they can't drink, they can't have any drinks in class, even water. If we wanted to drink water, we had to go outside and get it, like, from the water fountain that everybody's slobbering all over, you know.
Delightful little cesspool.
Oh, yes, yeah. So, I mean, that's just blatant a double standard right there.
Sure. She's responsible enough to drink a soda. But, you know, I mean, all you have to do is work in one of these classrooms for a couple of semesters, and you'll probably come to the same conclusions that she has, which is, and this is the difficulty.
Well, when you treat kids like animals, don't you think they're going to act like animals?
I think that people are going to act like animals because they are. But I think when you take people and you put them in, to me, it's the size of these organizations. I mean, where in the world, what is this big building full of 1,500 students?
That looks like a jail.
that institutionally built, where people have to go and they move around with bells, they raise their hands in order to use the bathroom. What does this prepare one for?
Mm-hmm.
It prepares one for factories, at the factory work at the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries.
Yeah, and why do they have summers off so that they can work on the farm, right?
And this,
harvest.
Right. And this goes to show
it's antiquated.
Why you don't have, why government doesn't have any motivation to innovate. I mean, you're talking about a school system here that was made for life 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, of course kids are going to rebel against that. And
you notice they, I'm not trying to sound conspiratorial or anything, but, like, you notice schools, they always say you can't use the internet. Like, you have to,
I have no idea what schools tell you about the internet.
When
I went to school, they were, you know, it was this 5 1/4 inch floppy disks.
Yeah.
So, and I have no idea.
Well, I went to school at least when Wikipedia was around, and they were always saying, oh, it's not a reliable source, you know, don't...
Right, oh, yeah. No,
always get your information from the textbooks that we give
educational
you.
Educational organizations hate Wikipedia, whether it's high school to grad school. They
when
hate
there
it.
Have been actual studies that have been done comparing the amount of factual errors in Wikipedia articles with Encyclopedia Britannica and showing them to be statistically indistinguishable.
Mm.
So they both have the same amount of errors. They both had about 2 errors per article or something, if I recall.
Hmm.
Which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why not...
I never doubted for a second Wikipedia was a great source.
Why not teach kids critical thinking and then let them loose and they can discern what information on the internet is real and which is not with their wonderful critical thinking skills. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call us with whatever's on your mind. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at AmericasBestValueInn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.